Take a few breaths and get nice and comfortable. We'll start with an opening prayer and then we'll go straight into our meditation this evening. And in the middle of the meditation will be this evening's channeling. This evening's prayer is amended from a prayer called The Beauty of Nature by Walter Rauschenbusch. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. Divine, we thank you for this earth, our home, for the wide sky and the blessed sun, for the salt sea and the running water, for the everlasting hills and the never-resting winds, for trees and the common grasses underfoot. We thank you for our senses by which we hear the songs of birds and see the splendor of the fields and taste the autumn fruits and rejoice in the feel of the snow. Grant us then a heart wide open to all this beauty, and save our souls from being so blind that we pass unseeing when even the common thorn bush is aflame with glory. Divine Creator who lives and reigns forever and ever, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. This evening's meditation uses Aramaic mantras to call upon the power of divine love in healing the earth. Take then a few moments to make yourself as comfortable as you can be, releasing any stress or tension from your shoulders, neck, hands, and feet. Slow your breathing. Relax. And focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Bring your hands over your heart center and breathing in and out, take a moment to connect to the power of your heart. Hold the intention as you do so, that you are connecting with the divine part of your being in order to send healing to the earth. And as you hold your attention here at the heart center level, connect to the green of the lower heart chakra, to the pale, crystalline, translucent pink of the higher heart center, and to the dazzling, star-white, blazing core that sits at its nucleus, which is the divine spark deep inside you. Now we will speak the Aramaic word which means the love that brought the universe together, representing our love, the divine love that was the intention of our creation. Hu ba. Repeat those words after me. Hu ba. Now we'll speak the Aramaic words which means light, representing the light that emanates from our divine spark, the radiance of our divinity, Nu Ra. Repeat these words after me. Nu Ra. And finally, the Aramaic word for the I am, the eternal and infinite part of our being, which is the divine, the core and nucleus of the soul, the divine spark itself. Inna Na. Say those words after me. Inna Na. So as you breathe, holding your focus on the heart and the light that begins now to emerge from it, pale rose pink light combined with blinding, dazzling white light, I want you to chant together, Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Holding your focus on healing the earth and continuing the chant. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. The love that brought the universe together, light, I am. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. Keep chanting, keep radiating the light, the love and the light, the love and the light out into the world, out into the earth, healing the planet, healing the planetary heart, mind, body, and soul. Hu Ba Nu Ra Inna Na. 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 This evening's channeling comes from the Archangel Uriel, the angel of the element of the earth and patron of the green ray. Your world is under threat from the pollution that drains and encumbers it, and from those who would seek to break their promises or, in their need for victory, blindly endanger further the world which is already fragile and tottering on the brink. It needs healing. It needs love. Each and every day, it needs to be reminded that there are those, such as yourself, who see and acknowledge it for what it truly is, a living organism of light, a spirit held within a body that has already given so much of itself for its children, for those who live upon it and within it. It is important not to fall into the trap of thinking that that you might offer is too little too late. It is important not to fall into the trap of thinking that your light is too small, too insignificant. It is important not to fall into the trap of thinking that your contribution is so tiny that it surely can in no way, shape or form make a difference to the Earth's capacity to endure and regenerate. But you are all God, Goddess, Divine, beings in embryo that carry within them the light of their creation, the power to heal and renew. Do not suppress yourself by thinking of those things that you imagine yourself to be incapable of doing. Rather, focus on those things that you believe, that you dare to believe that you might. In stillness, in a state of connection, hold the world tenderly in your thoughts and direct towards it with your intent the power and will of your divine core, and see it as you want it to be. Oceans clean, mountains bright, air pure and clear, animals thriving, trees surviving, the world restored in harmony and peace. You may never know what your contribution achieves. You may never be lauded or congratulated for your efforts. You may never be recognized by your fellow man. But the divine will know, and the earth will know, and they will provide you with their thanks in time. For now then, try unconditionally to give a little of your day, however small, however long, to bend your thoughts, your will and heart and prayers to the needs of your world and its restoration. And in so doing, call upon my name. Invoke me, that I might laud and magnify your desire, and gather the forces known to me, patronized by me in accordance with your will, to tend to the earth in your area that is in need. Remember, actions done, combined through willing prayer and invocation of the celestial might of angels, is magnified 1,000-fold plus. Together, hand in hand, we can achieve more. But our assistance can only be provided through the permission of your willing assent. So call to me and know that I will come. Your world is not yet over. The fight is not lost. The consciousness of man is tipping towards the truth. The heart of man is opening to bring forward a desire that is needed now. Play your part. Trust in your power. And let us together heal the world anew. For now then, in love and light, I leave you with my words, my blessing, and surround you in my eternal love. Release the chant then, and take a few deep breaths. Allow your heart center to begin to return to its normal size, the brilliant, dazzling light withdrawing back into the core of your higher heart, the higher heart returning to a balanced setting, your thoughts, your will, sinking down into the lower heart center, which also returns to a state of harmony and equilibrium. Take a moment to ground yourself to center, breathing down through your legs and your feet into the earth, feeling your awareness shuffling, blurring back into your body, into your room, aware of the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you, the sound of the music, the sound of my voice. Breathe in, breathe out. And in your own time, when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Just a couple of things to mention before I stop the recording for this evening. So anything that arose in the meditation or anything that arose as a result of the channeling, don't hesitate to shoot me an email. Just want to underline something that, two things really, that Uriel said there. One is the importance of doing something every day, if at all possible. Doesn't have to be a full-blown earth healing meditation. Could simply be a short prayer that we say. It is better to do something every day than to do an hours-long meditation once every 2 weeks. It is about impetus, about building the light, and also about reminding the earth that she is loved, and she is seen, and she is heard, and that we acknowledge and are endeavoring to cater to her need. And the second thing is about not allowing people or the media to dissuade you from doing something. Not to allow you to become yourself, to become disempowered by other people's opinions and views. A dear friend of mine, some of whom you know, Sue Hodgson, who founded Green Ray Reiki, she always used to tell people that whenever she goes out for a walk, she always sticks a plastic carrier bag in her pocket. And if she sees any litter on the side of the road that she's walking, she'll pick it up and stick it in the bag. And then she takes it home and chucks it in the bin. And I always thought that it was such a wonderful thing to do, because it's a simple thing to do. It's an easy thing to do. It is having a direct practical impact upon the environment, but at the same time, it's showing the earth that we are mindful and that we are caring. And these days, what with the onset of hand sanitizer, you know, we're never too far away from being able to wash our hands if we pick up something icky and gooey so that we don't have to wander around with horrible hands. So it's just important to do something, if at all possible, every day. That's really quite key. Let me stop the recording.